Thank you. Wasn't that good? We only met each other about 56 hours ago, and look at that, a 30-piece band for you. Thanks very much for listening to the Jam Campers. Have a great festival. We'll see you at some of the workshops and with Hot Rise on Saturday. Stick around. Don't go too far. Thank you, folks. The Jam Campers.
Dr. Banjo and his students, Pete Wernick and Joan Wernick, too. They are, Pete's doing a wonderful thing, getting more people into bluegrass music. And I'll tell you, I have been around bluegrass music for about 50 years, and I have never seen so many young people that are into bluegrass and old-time country music like there are today. I don't know whether it's still the after effect of, oh, brother, where art thou, but it's just wonderful. Last weekend, I was in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, where I annually co-MC Uncle Dave Macon Days. Uncle Dave was the first star of the Grand Ole Opry, and he lived outside of Murfreesboro. He was on the Grand Ole Opry from 1925 until he died in 1952. And we have a two-day event of competitions in buck dancing and clog dancing, all the individual instruments and bands and bluegrass and old-time country music, even a competition in blues and jug band. But so many young people, whole bands, maybe from 13 to 18, not only playing but competing and winning. So the future of bluegrass and old-time country music, at least for now, is assured, and I'm very happy to announce that. If you enjoyed the great music of Pete Wernick, on Friday he will be part of a banjo master's workshop with Bela Fleck, Bill Keith, Chris Pandolfi, and this will be at 5 o'clock on the master's stage tomorrow. Earlier in the day, at 11 o'clock, it'll be Bluegrass Jam 101 with Pete and Joan Wernick. So you saw the wonderful jamming that went on here from people from all walks of life. Think about joining him in the grassroots tent tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, Bluegrass Jam 101 with Pete and Joan Wernick. And then Hot Rise and special guests at 8:45 on Saturday night here on the main stage. Main stage, of course, presented by Collings and Eastman with support from Martin, Stelling, and Beard Musical Instruments. I have a little festival that I do every year in south of Syracuse, New York. In fact, we're doing the 36th annual Bluegrass Ramble Picnic. If you are from central New York, from the Finger Lakes, the Mohawk Valley, we're just south of Syracuse in Little York, New York, the home of the Cortland, New York Repertory Theater. It's absolutely free, and it runs from 10 in the morning till 6 at night. Every half hour, we have a bluegrass or old-time country music band. They all donate their musical services, and this is the oldest bluegrass festival in New York, New England, and Pennsylvania. Again, it's absolutely free, and just make a mental note, it's the first Sunday of August, this year, August the 3rd, and just get off exit 13 on Interstate 81, which is between Cortland and Syracuse. We'd love to have you. The 36th annual Bluegrass Ramble Picnic, just a couple of weeks from now, on Sunday, August the 3rd. We're going to take a little break right now until the next band sets up, and it goes downhill now on the MC talent, but we'll introduce the next MC for you in just a quick moment. Actually, it goes up a little bit. See you in a bit.